Theater Thoughts by Michael Betancourt. Many playwrights do not do their homework to anchor the script in the reality they are trying to present, and this sloppiness usually comes in three flavors. First, an inattention to process. In a play I saw with a police officer and a psychologist questioning a child about a crime, the writer clearly knew nothing about forensic interviewing, and so nothing the writer said was honest. She substituted queasiness for truth. Second, an inattention to physics. A play in our workshop involved a man dying in a bathtub after being gut shot by a woman handcuffed to a sink. Almost all the questions were about the bathroom's layout, the length of the chain on the handcuffs, where he put the gun down, and so on. The playwright said that she hadn't thought about this, but that it didn't matter. She just wanted our emotional response. Our response was frustration with her carelessness. A third inattention is when a playwright does not think like a director and an audience member. So many of my fellow playwrights think that the writing comes first, but a playwright, like a choreographer, is first a sculptor of space and time. If a playwright wants to just write dialogue, write a radio play. But to create theater is to think in 3D all the time, because every play is a solar system of interacting gravities. Not doing the homework makes the audience pay attention to irrelevancies. At the very least, don't make them sit there with a burr in their brains as the actors work away. But even more importantly, detail is a syntax. It builds texture and thingness in the play. Syntax can always be broken to bring the audience to new imaginings. But if it is broken through lack of skill or laziness, then all we have are shards that bruise. Do the homework, and the work will most certainly bring the audience to home. You can find more Theater Thoughts at www.m-betancourt.com. Ciao.